Holding Daf Nun Hei Amud Aleph, three lines from the top. Nun Hei Amud Aleph, three lines from the top. Darash Rav Nachman Bar Chisda. Rav Nachman Bar Chisda Dash. B'isha Shnei Mishkavos. A woman, there's, if you're mezana with a woman, there's two types of mishkavos, which means kedaka, mishaloi kedaka. The front and the back, right? That's by isha. But behema, but if you're mezana with a behema, it's only mishkav echad. It's only the normal way, not the not normal way.
The problem is the behema has this. The
vagina
inside the rectum. So
it's
only shy physically to do one way.
I have no idea. Yeah, the kids. So, if so, so that's the Gemara, yeah?
Let's talk about over here. Woman, you do it both ways? Or?
Woman, you're over on both ways.
Yeah. The magician does it within it. If she has relations with an animal.
Oh, forget an animal. Forget an animal. Oh, even no, a person.
That's what he's saying. He's the
sorry. Am I in the wrong place?
No, you're in the right place. No, no, no.
Right at the beginning.
It says dafka with an animal. That's what the article says.
Yeah, article says, yeah.
Rashi doesn't say anything.
Rashi, that's I wouldn't think like that. Okay.
I would think that it was talking about it because it was talking about the men.
But then we're in the behemoth. My logical brain. No, with the behemoth, oh, so like that it could be that the chilek is who's being there for who. Okay. Yeah, it's like this. So again, so Be'isha is by Daka and Shalika Daka. Behema is only Mishkavacha. Maskavla, Papa, Adab. Isha de Uchi, Amishkav Mechaev, Amidai Machinaloy Mechaev. The isha that's normal for znus, so it makes sense. The normal way you chayiv, and the not normal way you're not chayiv. Shalai kedak, you're not mechayiv. Behema the lavuchi, the behema which is not the derech, the chayiv akal nekev and nekev. You should be chayiv in any hole. If it's anyways not the derech, a person for a behema is not the derech. I don't know what they're gonna say. But anyways, if a person for a behema is not the derech, so. So what's it make a difference? This hole, that hole, it's also the everything's the same. So the chayiv should be chayiv on every situation. Zok
the Gemara. The Gemara says, she should have said like that, but the Gemara wasn't serious.
Okay. Zok the Gemara, Tanya, Zacha ben Teisha Shana v'yayim Echad, is Zacha, which is 9 years old, Habar Behema, that does Znus with a Behema, Bein kedaka, bein shalai kedaka. So you see klar that by a zacha, say it's a derech and say it's not a derech, yichayev. So that answers your question, right?
Even with the behemah, both are chayev.
Yeah.
He's 9 years old. He's not
a behemah. Okay, so that's what we spoke about yesterday. Maybe the behemah was on him, whatever. He brought the behemah on him. So you see that kedaka, like kedaka, ve'isham, avias behemah la, bein kedaka, bein shalai kedaka, chayev. So you see. It doesn't make a difference. Kedaka, shalai kedaka, yichayev, sai by behema.
Yeah, but the Gemara doesn't answer why by Yisha yichayev.
The Gemara's not looking to answer. The Gemara's just saying, I see a price that says kla, that sai kedaka and sai shalai kedaka, sai by Yisha and sai by behema, yichayev on everything.
Therefore, this is what the Nachman says. It's not true.
Right. What Nachman said is taka not true. Yichayev. Kedaka and Yechayev Shalai Kedaka. Okay, Zok Dima Amar Layavina L'Rava. Hama'ara B'Zacha Mahu. Let's say someone does Hara. What's Hara? Hara is a very important, it's a Gemara, Nivamah speaks about it a lot. It's Machlekes in the Gemara, what Hara is. Hara means it's the beginning of a Bia. You didn't do a complete Bia. So what is that? Some say it just means Neshikas Eva Alanekev. His Ava is just on a hole, on her hole, without going in at all. And some say, no, it's going in a little bit. Achnas Satar. So that's where that's Machlekes, what Hara is. So Hama'ayra b'zacha, ma'u. How about, so this we know, this is a famous Gemara in Yevamos, it's a couple of places in Shas, that Hara is a machlekes if it's like Gmabi or not like Gmabi. Very negeya, the first night, if you become Asatar, it's a lot of things. So Hama'ayra, so the Shaila is, what about if you're Mishkev Zacha? And you're just ma'ara your aver on the other person. So, the other person nekev. So the question is, ma'u. So, the Gemara, ma'ara b'zacha, mishke ve'isha k'sivve. It says mishke ve'isha. So since, by zacha, how do you know anything about, where does it say anything about mishke ve'zacha? It's used in the term of mishke ve'isha. So since it's used in the term of Mishke Ve'isha, and by Isha we know that Ma'ara is considered a Bia, so too over here will be considered a Bia. Got it?
Yeah.
Okay. Zok to Gemara, Ela Ma'ara be'behema ma'u. Just by being Ma'ara on a behema, what's the halacha? Amaloi, im'ein inyan la'ara, since you don't need it for ara, we'll see the chsiva gabe achais ava v'achais imoi the loy tzricha. It says we don't need the pasuk of hara that says when your father's sister or your mother's sister. The iskish la hara the nida. That means it says twice in the chumash in the pasuk hara. It says once by nida and then it says again that by nida if you do hara on your wife that's a nida. It's awesome. Right? And then it says also by your father's sister or your father's mother or your mother's sister. So you don't need it. It says already, that means once the Torah taught you, Hara is already considered Gmar Bia, is considered a Bia, so why does the Torah need to tell you, oh, it's by Anida, it's when your wife's Anida, or it's when also your aunt, I mean, who cares? We know that Hara is a Bia. We don't need to explain it every single time. So since it doesn't need to do that, so even though it's not talking about a behemah, so we'll put it for behemah. Okay? So that's what I'm saying. So obviously, so if you just do harah with a behemah, you can't go into the nekev, you just put neshika seva, whatever the other man says, chnas satar, then already it's considered a bia.
How do we know it's from behemah?
We don't know it from behemah.
No, how do we know that by behemah?
There's an extra word. There's an extra word for achais av achazima. It says over there, harah, kim sheri harah. That's what the pasuk says.
How do we know that it's not the other case, where it's not Hara, by Behemoth?
How do you know that? I'm saying... Well, again, it says Hara once. You only need Hara to teach you. It needs to say once Hara on the Torah. To teach you that's B, and that's it. You don't need to say every time that...
But
it does say a second time.
What about all the other cases? How do we know that
you don't need. It says once.
So that's the definition of
bia.
That this is considered.
You want to know what's bia? So the Torah told you by touching already is considered bia. Okay, fine.
But now it says by these cases.
It says twice. It doesn't. It says by neither, and then it says again by chaisa v'chaisina.
Right. It's a definition.
Once you define what it is, we want to know what translation. What's Ashkel translation of bia?
By the second case, that's how we learn about it.
We don't need to say it. So it's an extra word.
What about the ashes?
It doesn't say it any other place. It doesn't say hara. It says bia. Over here, the pasuk put in a word, kesher hera, hera. So why the pasuk use that word for? We know what B is.
So basically, we're learning it.
It's not in Malamdin, this is just a taich. It's not in Malamdin.
Why wouldn't it say
you,
by
why does it not? What do you know about B that you would think this
why
is
why
not?
Why would the Torah say it's by Eshashish, which is more of a common case? What we're saying that
Torah says it by neither. Torah says it by neither. Then the Torah goes ahead and says it again, v'chaisa v'chaisima. Why does the Torah need to repeat it?
We know why the dafk over there? That's what I'm saying. That's what I found.
Good question.
Huh?
No, I'm saying. The Torah always does that. You know, all of a sudden it's over there and we move it. The Gemara is going to ask a little bit. Not much like you're saying. The Gemara is going to ask like this. Mechti. Behema mechayv misis bezdeni. You're mezana with a behema. You get skila. Right? It's one of the misis bezdeni. Lamali. Dichsiv la yodi. Dog abe chayv akrisis. Achais aviv and achais imais chayv akrisis. Not misis bezdeni. Lichtevei gabi chayv misis bezdim, lichtevei gabi chayv misis bezdim, chayv misis bezdim. Why you make it not that the Gemara is not asking, let it say by behemoth. The Gemara is at least asking, let it say by something similar. By something similar, which is chayiv and misas bezdin. Why did we say it by your aunt, which is only chayiv krisas? It's like the Gemara, the kulei krala dashu. Since the whole pasuk is only coming for the drasha, that whole pasuk by that pasuk kiim ve'evesachais imcha v'achais avicha lest the galak yashera eira avayna miso. That's all talking about. That whole pasuk is extra. So since that whole pasuk is extra, so we put in another extra word and we use that for behemoth. What's that pasuk extra? When we get to Yavamas, we'll explain. But that's not what the Gemara is coming to do. Over there, that whole pasuk is extra. So Mela, I have a kulei krala drasha dasi, ksiva nami milsa, the drasha. We'll learn another thing for the drasha, but not that. It's a good question. Why we use that pasuk l'chayv misas bezdin? Good question. But since that whole pasuk is for the drasha, we'll use it for the drasha also. Got it? Talk to my boy, Mene, Rav Achdavui by Ami, Me'av Sheshes. So Pel the Gemara. Someone does hara to himself.
It's not shaykh to do.
Zog
to
Gemara. Zog to Gemara. Amale kavsasa. He told him, you got me upset. Well, you asked me such a silly question. You asked me something which is impossible.
Right.
You must him.
I read it already.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Amar Vashi, Ma'ati Bayalach. You know, the Gemara in Yavamas says that, there was a Ma'isa that Isha was fed her baby in her back. The things that you don't know about. There's such a Musa.
The dime on the front. How could she in the back?
The dime was so big that
she has.
Yeah, talk to Gemara. Okay, Amar Vashi. No, I'm just saying, you see things that so I'm actually mighty by like what do you ask me because she because when it's hard like Mishkachasla. Ki Mishkachasla Mishamish Mace. If it's dead. That doesn't mean a dead person, if the Ava is dead. So then the man the Mishamish, right? What?
I'm just kidding. Bad joke.
I didn't get it.
They didn't have a bag.
I have no idea what you mean. Okay. So the Gemara, the man that I'm a mishamish meis by Raya is pater, hacha pater. Like the man that I'm a that mishamish meis, that if it's dead, if it's not hard, so then pater is over here, you pater. The man that I'm a chayiv, hacha mechayiv, tarati. Tarati, mechayiv, ha-shaykh, mechayiv, ha-nishkev. You can be chayiv too. What's going on here?
Chayiv also mishkev,
no, he's, that's what we're talking about. That
both of them, both of them, Mishka's on.
So.
What do you mean?
No.
It has to be. What else?
So there's not chaim. So if the Eve is dead, there's not chaim at all.
It's machlek. It's the Gemara.
Even if it's says everything will be
there. Everything. Yeah, the stam machlek is the Gemara. Shamish meis.
But it could be that tef meis.
I mean,
between
why,
to base and
coaching,
it takes a bit of the
tool
to go from one to the
yeah.
other.
So
in between.
Why Mishamish Meis is going to be Hacha Pater also then?
No.
Mishamish
Meis is a halacha.
Right.
Is a Pater Chayim. If Mishamish Meis is Pater, so you're Pater. So what's your question?
Why are you here, Pater? Because it was only done in Mishamish Meis.
No, the only way it's passed was Mishamish Meis. So he's telling you, if it's Mishamish Meis is Pater, you have nothing to ask. Mishamish Meis is Chayim.
Right. So
this is
Akimah.
Why did
he start with his kapsen? It's a kind of good passion.
Well, that's really what the Gemara is telling him.
One thing,
maybe he had Mishamish Meis's pater. I thought that he was asking that.
Maybe this is what he's doing. Why are you being upset?
Why is Mechayev
I thought not like Rashi, and if you see the Arch explains that also. I didn't think that it's not Pasha Watayich Kivsavsa. Means I would think that the Kasha is like the other one was saying, like it's not possible. What do you want? What's Machzim Meshur?
No, it could be Ara.
No. Obviously, we're talking about Ara.
No, I'm saying it's a mace. If it's a mace, it's Ara.
That's the shot.
No, I understand.
What is Rashi?
We just said that's not.
Even when mace, it's almost Shaykh Ara.
No, Rashi says that it's just on the double sheet. Yeah, there's a question that's something that's impossible.
Because she's impossible.
Yeah, because.
No, but it's Pashach B'yai Ra, whether it's Mace or not.
No.
Yes. Why not? Right? Am I not right?
No.
That Pashach B'yai Ra, if it's Mace or not.
Mace or
whether not. Whether the Eber is Mace or not.
If it's Mace, that's the Gemara Shad. Okay.
No, no, but I'm saying it's bringing two different cases.
It'd be a kosher.
No, I'm saying one Ira and Mace is not necessarily the same case. That's what I'm saying. It could be Ira. No. If it's Mace, it's Zecha Ira. But if it's Ira, it's not Zecha Mace.
The Gemara's kasher was a Ma'ar Ba'atma. That was the Gemara's kasher.
No, I'm talking about the other case.
Are you going back?
Yeah, from Nida and...
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. In those two cases, not necessarily Hira.
Right.
But not necessarily when it's Hira.
We want to know, over there that was one Gemara. That was Gemara, Amara Bezacha, what was the Halacha? So on that we said we finished. Now we're saying, we came out the Pashtis, Amara Bezacha, Mishka Beisha, and Yechayiv.
Right.
Which is a murder gezach.
Right.
Chas v'shalom, I'm saying, Bach, whatever it is, I mean,
it's
Imam Yechayiv, the real deal.
Right.
It's not a joke. I'm saying, so that was Gepaska. So now, but that means Mishkev Zachar Yechayiv Ara.
Right, right.
So now the Shad is?
So now we said
the
Shad was
Mace.
If the Eber is
Mace. That was another Shad. That's not the game of Sechzi Vamas. Right. That any time, Bio, anything, neither Chas V'Shalom, whatever it is, if Eber Mace, if Yechayiv.
All I was saying is that the Hira doesn't necessarily Hira could be a mace. You could have an Eber mace.
Mace is the
Chayiv. But I'm saying it could be.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, okay. That's my bad. Boy, my name is Abshashis. Okay, now a new Gemara. Ovid Kechav Mabar Behema. Mao. The Mishnah said, we ended off the Mishnah. The Mishnah had a question. You kill the animal. Why do you kill the animal? What did he do wrong? Why are you killing that? So Mishnah said two reasons. Right, yes.
Should it be designed for the...
Around.
Well, either...
People shouldn't say.
He brought a takala. The behema brought a takala because the person would have never mizan or anything. Or it's embarrassment for the person. It's like the most now by a guy. Do you need both? Is there then mao takala v'kala and be'inon? Do you need both v'achat takala ikka and klein lak? It's not embarrassing for a guy. The Gentile? Okay. We don't care for his embarrassment. I do him a takala, half bishayin klai. The maisa, the behemoth did a takala.
Is it even called a takala?
I know.
So it's even called a takala with a guy?
Yeah, sure. The behemoth did. His nus came into the world. The eva came into the world.
But we're talking about one of our animals?
No, not even.
Any animal. Not your loans.
What a guy is doing.
No, but he's bringing bad into the world.
I understand that, but what do we do with the goy too? We kill the goy?
Yeah, sure.
We do.
Yeah, we don't care about killing him. But the question is now, look at the animal. Sure, we kill him.
Do we kill the goy if the goy?
When we had the power, we had control.
Thank you.
Mitzvah Shem Mehavi Amen. Abshayish is 22. What's your question? My Lonus. We know if you din avayda zara to a tree. So, Shein Eichlin, Vein Shaisin, Vein Merichin, a tree can't eat, can't drink, and can't smell. Amr Tayyar Hashchais, Sri Vikalei, destroy the tree, burn it, and get rid of it. The Shein, I'm about the one who threw the Shinus. Okay. But, anyways, get rid of the tree. Hayul Ubal Adam Takal Al Yadan, since a person had a sin through it. So, Amasas Chavei Midakachayim, Dakimis Alachas Kam Vikam. So
what's this
kavachom? Let me just touch.
That's only the yid does it.
What?
What's the difference?
That's cherry tree.
No, because if he planted the kav, then as soon as he planted it, he was over.
I understand.
Even the point is, no kavachom yet. You by a tree, it's only if you planted it for it. So as soon as you planted it,
there would never have been a kavachom.
It's already nasa. So even though, there was never a kavachom there. So what's the kavachom?
There was never the ability to embarrass somebody with the tree. It was only
no. Because by a tree, you only have to burn it if you planted it for that. Otherwise, kaka oilam doesn't get nesa.
Okay, no.
Okay, no. The only so you see, you don't care about the kohen because even the kaka is still kohen.
So the tree still caused him. He saw the tree. He still went there to bow down to the tree.
Right, you don't just kill a tree that was planted. Look, you have to do.
Right, so
very good, thank you.
He got drawn to the tree because it was there, so he didn't have to plant it for that case. Same thing with the animal. He didn't have the animal get born so that he could then do that.
Yeah.
He was drawn to it, so he's drawn to the tree for a vodazor singer.
Yeah.
So
well, you see that if it wasn't planted for that and it was ivered it, so he's still ivered on a vodazor, and we don't destroy the tree.
Can you say that's another tonight? Because that's another tonight, but it doesn't mean that. Talk to Gemara, say again. So Gemara had a question that you only have one of the reasons in the Mishnah. Do you need both? Do you need takala and kalan? That it's going to be embarrassment? Or just the fact that takala itself is enough? So Gemara is saying that you see by a tree that you burn it even though the ha'il bal adam takala al yada. It's just takala. So to amasas chavei medakach and rakhmiz and lachas kamakam. So Gemara, le'ata, oive kechavim, ha'mishtach v'le'behemtoi,
igay. And by a tree there's no kalan? Why not? People walk by and they say, this tree is the one who caused this person to do another.
It's a good question.
What are you asking? You're saying the L'chaim. What?
You said this yesterday.
The what?
About the tree.
Yeah.
About what makes you say?
Yeah.
Where is it? Gemara has a good objection, though.
Look at Rashi. Ilana shall shay the chsibu to seven beish, the second white line. Alma takala. Afal bishen kalan. Da ashe alaiwe kichavim. Eina kalan. Ela takala. Sha'afem huzru alavedas kichavim.
That's the difference.
Yeah. Okay.
No kalan by an aiwe kichavim.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then say the same thing by the behemoth.
No, what do you mean?
There's no kalan by Rav's Chavim.
That's our question.
No, I mean you say by the behemoth that the metzias doesn't exist.
No, the fact is that when you can see the behemoth,
you're going to say person was mezano with the
behemoth. Right, so that's the Gemara's question. So over there, there's no kalan. Is the kalan enough of a reason to kill it? That's mamash by Hashem. Same thing. Same exact thing. We're talking about a guy. Zok Gemara al me'at ha'evet kichavim ha'mishtach v'le behemta titze u'miktala ha'evet kichavim that mishtach to behemoth there's the kalan. And it should be asa to for Yisrael asa by nine. You should kill the behemah. So the Gemara miya kemidi the Yisrael like asa live and come asa. It can't be that for Yisrael doesn't asa. Yisrael that deems a behemah doesn't become you're not a shechted for mizbech, but it doesn't become asa to Yisrael. So it can't be that it's not asa to Yisrael. Yisrael can't asa and a guy asks it. So the Gemara can't agufa. Yisrael gufa let Yisrael gufa asa the behemah because now it's embarrassing. Midah haberavir, just like by what we just saw znus that we kill the behemah. So too when Yisrael deans avay the zara to the behemah, it also be asa. Amar Abaya zek kleiner meruba v'zek kleiner muet. By it depends, it makes a difference. By teiva, there it's very embarrassing. So over there, we killed the animal. Masha'in came by.
But we just had a kal v'chomer about a tree.
Oh, we're going to get that. Very good. I was going to ask that. V'zeh klein emuit, and Masha'in came by a guy, it's not so embarrassing for him. It's not such an embarrassing thing. In fact, the mar by a lanis, the ain't klein emeruba, by a tree, not that embarrassing either. V'hametoy ha'ashchei tzurei v'kalei. Yeah. Zok Gemara Balei Chayim Kaminon the Chasachman Alayu Balei Chayim by a live animal over there the Torah has more achmanas. So Mele, if it, a guy did it and there's not so much embarrassment, we won't kill it. If a yid did it, there's a lot of embarrassment, we'll kill it. Mashenka by a tree, we don't care as much. So even though there's not so much embarrassment, we'll still kill it. We'll still destroy it. Rav Amar Amar Torah Behema. Nehanis me'aveya te'arek. Behemu also had ana. It's a funny thing, like, we deal with the behemoth's ana. Since the behemoth had ana from the aveya, so we'll kill it. We deal with the behemoth's ana.
Mala.
Huh? The tree also has a mouth.
No, because that's as far as my deal. Because Isha is kaka oila, so she has an anah.
Yeah, I know what I'm saying, but so I understand by a person's feelings. Yeah, okay.
You see, the
animal rights.
Also
treats
certain cases. How do you know it had anah?
Huh?
How do you know it had anah?
Well, why would a behemoth do it?
It went along with him.
Oh, I figured they tied it up or something.
No, obviously has some enjoyment.
The woman put on a costume, and that's how they do it. She put on a costume, and the behemoth thought it was being wild or behemoth.
I have no idea the process.
Yeah.
That would be a nusa. The mice, if they would tie up the behemoth, probably wouldn't be that way. Then we have to...
Oh. But the mother, Elon is the inanimate Aveira. Trees don't have enough of Aveira. But I'm going to tell you, Ashkei, Sreve, Kaleh. The Torah tells it to burn it. Why are you burning it? So the Gemara Balechaim Kamino and the Chatzachman Alai. You need together with the Svar, what we said before, that it's a live creature. So since the Torah has somewhat Rechman, so again, so you need two daggers. You need a lot of embarrassment to kill a live animal. A little embarrassment could kill a tree. So the Gemara Toshma. Dover Acham Shalitei Behema Iveres Beshuk.
Person who did it.
True.
Okay, so you're saying the embarrassment with
the
tree is not so much.
Right.
No, he's asking something different. If somebody's mazal with an animal, who's the embarrassment done?
The person.
Animal doesn't
get embarrassed. When somebody is
over the tree. Killing him.
And so when
the
somebody's
that walks around. That baby is going to be walking around, and everyone's going to say, "Oh, you were mazana with that."
So you're going back to
but that's because he got killed, not because he was mazana. I mean, if they wouldn't have killed him,
you're going back to that very that he did.
He wants to know. Let's say there's no answer. Let's say whatever. Some odd reason he's not getting killed. Do we kill the animal?
I would imagine so.
I would also imagine so. It's not interesting.
No,
there's
definitely
at that color. I know, but the Mishnah says a lashon. It's mashma the skila. I don't know if you can make such a stark diik, but like you were saying, the fact that he got killed.
No, but here
like
when
the animal kilo killed him. Okay, it's stomach that.
Mark is saying when somebody's over the bazaar to the tree. What's the embarrassment now? It's also going on the person, not on the tree.
Right, they're walking by the tree and be like, oh, that's the
that person was the one who didn't have a job to the tree.
Right. So what? Okay, yeah, I guess.
He's being it shouldn't
he's
be...
He's trying to get your question.
No. I understand this question. I think I'm answering it myself all of a sudden. Now that he's saying it good over again,
yeah.
I think I'm answering myself.
That what?
In other words, you walk by the tree and say, oh, that's the tree that someone was drawn to a Vodazora.
Yeah.
They burn it down. But the animal, you walk by the animal, and all of a sudden you say, oh, that's a thing that somebody was embarrassed by. Oh, we don't kill it.
No, again, what do you ask?
Right, we don't kill the animal, no? Or we kill the animal?
Which case? We kill the animal. Yeah, obviously we kill the animal. It depends. If it's a guy that did it, we don't kill the animal.
Right.
That's what the Gemara is claiming. Okay. Maybe you need both of them.
Fine. That's what I'm saying. Okay. By asking my question here, and Moshe asked it again, I answered it myself.
Okay, very good. Keep on... Yeah. Tashma. Okay, we'll stop here.
Yeah.